Is it that big that a marriage can come to an end point like this? Like,
because of desires.
Yeah. Like, is it this big that any marriage cannot sustain?
Yeah, indeed. So, and truly there are many various marriages which are not sustaining, and I guess it the various kind of desires related to those marriage are actually leading to various divorces as well. So what do you feel, like, is marriage a license to desires?
I guess there are factors involved to it, and to just start with those factors, I guess you can just give us some glimpse. What exactly are the traits that you feel are a reason that marriage is not a license to desires?
Yeah. So as per my opinion, Garima, you know, I feel that the society from ages actually, sorry. So the society, you know, has created this kind of a notion that for various kind of desires, marriage has to be, you know, solemnized. And the moment you solemnize that marriage, so two people and as well as the family members, you know, get to fulfill various desires through the same. And that is where I guess things go wrong. Although, you know, I would just mention that as I've read the whole family laws of different various religions. Mm-hmm. So every community has their own kind of, you know, belief related to marriage. For example, as per the Hindu, under the Hindu Marriage Act, marriage is a sacrament. Okay, it is a bond of sacrament. It's very pure. It's kind of treated in a religious way itself. Now, when it comes to various other communities, marriage is also considered as a contract. So, be it a sacrament or be it a contract, it does not make it a license for desire. Both ways. That's what I feel. What do you feel about it?
Yeah, I feel that with respect to the marriage, the status and the lifestyle play a very keen role. Like, there are families, there are girls, there are guys who marry just for the sake of status. They just marry for the sake of money. They don't marry a person for the kind of heart they possess. They simply marry to flaunt that they have a status. They have a BMW, they have a car, they have a bungalow, they have Mercedes, Benz and whatnot. They just marry to show off to the world that they are rich. But deep down their heart is damn poor. That's what I feel.
Yeah.
And what do you feel, Anjali?
Yeah. I feel there are various kinds of desire which exist in the family. As you described, yes, status is one of those things, definitely status and lifestyle. So for me, I believe there are a lot of emotional desires. And when I state emotional desires, I mean that after, in various cases, in the family courts, I have seen that there are various divorce cases and it is going on with a domestic violence case, and in many cases it just so happens that I believe the men are not taught, or in general people are not taught, that you don't marry to, you know, express your aggression to your partner. Aap apna aggression thopne ke liye logon se shaadi nahi karte. That's what I would say, you know. Indeed, you don't you know, marry a person so that you can make them your punching bag. That is something which is true. Another you know, set of desire I believe is financial, and when I'm talking about financial, I'm talking about dowry, which, yes, it still exists. Both domestic violence and dowry, it still exists, you know. If not on the record, off the record, we don't know how many areas and regions are having those kind of situations, you know. Even like a few months back, I got to know that some friend of my friend is going through some similar kind of situation, and it's hard to accept, but that is the true reality, honestly, today, that those things exist. And it's not, marriage is not a license to fulfill your emotional desires or fulfill your financial desires. That, okay, if a person, a girl is a working woman, so let's you know, get her in the family, or let's marry her, so, you know, those things will be balanced. And it also goes same from the you know, girl's family as well. So many a times we see, like, what is the status and how much the earning is and all that. Yes, indeed, it's important. But then we don't, you know, we cannot limit ke bahar nahi ja sakte aap log us cheez ko leke, us mentality ko leke.
Exactly, like, that mentality. You should not be hand to mouth. That's all. you should have that liberty and flexibility in financial freedom that you can scale into investment and can multiply money. And with this point, it makes me add on to the very basic desire that is, I guess, the root cause of her marriage being stale is because of the sexual desires. It's like you don't focus on the consent. You just focus on dominance. You just focus on how much power you possess. Don't forget, you are a man, so what? She is also a lady. She's emotionally way stronger than you, if you are physically.
Yeah.
Right? But that does not make you impose yourself on her. Marriage is all about consent. It starts with consent and ends with consent.
Yeah.
So how can a sexual desire be without consent? It has to be with the consent of both the parties. Because it's a merger of soul. You cannot impose your soul on someone if they are not ready to take you in their soul. You cannot impose yourself for that.
Yeah.
And what more do you feel, Anjali, can be the root cause of
So, like, first of all, like, just adding what you said is very important, you know, like, you know, fulfilling your sexual desire without consent is basically committing marital rape. So, that is there. Another thing, no, this actually, you know, connects me with the point of infidelity and adultery, you know.
Yeah.
I believe those desires also exist. Like, somehow you're not just, it really hurts me to see that I have seen some very gruesome infidelity and adultery cases as well. Where, you know, like the couple has kids who are maybe even teenagers, or from a long time it has been going that one of them is having, you know, an adulterous or infidelity relationship.
Yeah.
And I don't understand that kind of desire. Like, you already have a family, you already have a person.
Yeah, you already have kids. So what makes you do that? It's like, don't you question yourself for that? Like, kids, what kind of a human being are you? What is that one desire that your partner cannot fulfill that you seek for other people outside? And it's not a marriage, why are you with that person? And why did you choose them to give birth to your kids if you did not love them at first place?
Indeed.
They are not machines to produce babies. So, that's what I feel. And now this infidelity point of yours makes me think and ponder on the major cause of family desire, that is the social pressure imposed on the couple itself, and I guess that is the root cause that might have occurred in her marriage as well, that there might be a case of childbirth, that it's imposed, it's not given a consent. But how can you just impose it? Like, it has to be from the girl's mind. A yes is needed, a consent is needed. If she is not ready for it, her body is not ready for it, how can your society force her for that? And how can you impose yourself on her, saying that you are supposed to do this? She kind, she can be a girl with a motherly heart, but it's not necessary to produce babies to prove you are a mother. You need a caring heart for that, and you can always adopt kids if it's a big deal for them, right?
Yeah, you're right. Because there are certain, like, there are certain people who cannot conceive. And yes, that exists. And this society is actually very cruel towards those kind of cases, you know, in the sections of society.
They just make them feel bad. You are not invited here. You cannot go there. You cannot do this.
Yeah.
If your presence might make the baby not come out or stuff like that. Like, how can you just make her feel like she is a devil in your story? How can she suddenly become a devil when you brought her home? You had all your desires from her attached. The day you came to know she is not up for it, the day you come to know she is not a lady who is meant for producing babies, and rather a lady who is born for a purpose. Now, this does not make you throw her to the garbage. She is something. She is a lady. She is a mother despite a baby. So it's like you cannot just say that she is not a mother. If she can care for her kids the same way if she cares for other kids as well, she definitely has a motherly figure. You cannot say that she is not a mother and she has to prove that she is a woman by producing kids. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. If your husband is in your consent, then I don't think you have to prove anything to society or the people forcing you for that.
So indeed, consent is a very important matter right from the start of marriage. If we are talking about the family desires, I would just like to, you know, point it out that I think it really starts from there. What you say is true. So true. Like in India, so the thing is that if a person is not ready to marry, it does not, if he or she is not having the consent, the marriage is actually voidable, or maybe it's void
actually,
because it was done without consent. That is true. Now, the thing is that in the society, what happens is that many girls, you know, they have to marry because of the social pressure, societal pressure, or the pressure of their family, or the reputation of their family. So I think when it comes to these deep emotional kind of situations or the societal situations, we don't even acknowledge this point of consent. And that is true. And you know, sometimes though I have seen cases that the problem occurs because they were not ready to marry each other, you know, like having an arranged marriage, rather they had a partner, which can also lead to infidelity. So when it comes to these kind of things, it is very important to understand what a person wants. That is That's very good. Important.
And yeah, this decision has to be done from the day one of interaction. Like if we are couples and we are just discussing over it, like we are not couples, but we are just taking an example that just in case if we are couples, we have to discuss this on day one. What are the goals aligned in your future? If those goals are not aligned with your goals, there's no point going together, because it will be like going further with that person 50% and then coming back to your house 50%. So it's like decide on it, discuss on it before you finalize your man or your lady. Don't just rush for marriage. Take your time, even if it takes a year of discussion or consenting matters, or just coming to some harsh conclusions. At least take your time. Don't jump into it just because the world is jumping into it. Right?
Yeah, true. And I think the problem, you know, what I have seen is mainly the problem only occurs and starts with the thing that before marriage, so people show what, not what they are, but, you know, they show something and then after
maybe
marriage,
they are
the things
something.
Start. Yeah.
True.
Yeah. So, yeah, because when it comes to the emotional, you know, this domestic violence things or the dowry things or even the sexual desire things, what these are the things which you cannot foresee before marriage. So it is also very important to give people time to each other to understand each other, or at least to know the right intentions, right? Because in many areas, yes, today in India, it truly exists that these kind of things is not taken into consideration. And I've seen it happening. That's why I can really say that, yes, it is there. It still exists. So that's the whole, you know, point of this thing, that marriage is not a license to fulfill your desire. Your partner is a human being. He or she
Absolutely.
Is not a toy or a robot, you know?
Yeah, with whom you can play anytime as you want.
Yeah.
They are worthy of respect and you should give them respect. And just not be boast about that you are a man or a lady and just go around imposing yourself on them. Rather ask them out. Are they up for it? And then take it ahead. It should not be an imposed decision, else it is not a marriage. It's a dominant affair where one party is dominating who is in power. So I guess that should not be the case. And this makes us conclude to one clear statement that marriage
is not
a license to desires.
For desires. Yeah.
Indeed. So this was Garima.
And this is Anjali.
And this was all about marriage is not
marriage is not a license for desires.
I hope you guys liked it. And if you did, do like, do drop a comment, and do share with your friends who are confused about these terms and the pointers we discussed with you. That was all, guys.
And do spread the awareness around.
Yeah. And don't forget to do that, okay? Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.